Welcome to the BioOptimize Summit, where we are exploring the next level of physical and mental health you can achieve through targeted and intentional optimization. I am your host, Dr. Amy, and today I am very excited to bring to you Dr. Kelly Rutley. She has become a friend of mine, but she is a chiropractor and a pioneer in sustainable weight loss, which is what we will be talking a lot about today. With over 20 years of experience now working directly with clients and patients both offline and online, she is definitely an industry leader. Kelly and her husband, Scott, owned and operated three chiropractic and weight loss clinics in San Jose, Lake Tahoe, and Solana Beach, California, where they have helped now thousands of people lose all the weight they want so they can take their health back and really be living the life that they want to. Being able to do that online and in-person retreats all over the U.S. really helps her expand her reach in this area. And then she's also doing business mentoring, which I am also excited about, and I hope that we can have a few minutes to pick her brain about that. And so Kelly helps health coaches and health practitioners transition out of their day jobs and into this online world where they can have more impact with people. Dr. Kelly Rutley, thank you so much for taking the time with me today to share your experience and knowledge.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Amy. It's been such a pleasure to get to know you this year. You know, every once in a while, you meet someone in a situation like you and I did, which is I interviewed you for my global isolation solution. And that's one of the only times where I actually pulled in my business partner. And I was like, we need to do this interview together because she's phenomenal. And, you know, I just am so glad we've gotten to meet and gotten to have the conversations that we get to have. And, you know, both of us share this vision for really helping people optimize their health in a whole new way and at a whole new level. So I'm honored to be here. Thank you.
Yes, I love you. I love your work and found ourselves very aligned with our values and our approaches, because sustainable weight loss, as we're going to talk about, is hard. And a lot of people do the yo-yo back and forth, get really frustrated in the process. And so obviously something's not working. Something is off. So what are the problems that people experience if they are having that up and down, back and forth, yo-yo type of experience with their weight loss?
Yeah, well, I'll just call out the biggest problem, right? The biggest overarching problem is this. We were never taught how our bodies metabolize food. We were taught statistics and accounting and how to like create chemistry, you know, like the stuff we learned in high school. I wonder like how many of you are actually using a lot of what you learned in high school and even in college. And as a prerequisite, I believe we should be taught how our bodies metabolize food. It's a very fundamental and basic thing that we don't know about ourselves.
We don't.
So you take that, right, that lack of information and lack of education, and then throw into it that we were bombarded with a diet, a new industry back in the 60s and 70s that knew that we didn't know what we didn't know, which created a bunch of unfiltered, marketable humans, especially women. And so then we were bombarded with marketing about diet and weight loss. And we didn't have the knowledge and information and the ability to decipher what makes sense and what doesn't. So like now you and I know, and I'm sure your audience knows, like if you think back, you're like, yeah, you know that Master Cleanse thing with the tea and the maple syrup? I mean, now we all know like sugar's not great for weight loss, but we didn't know then when the Master Cleanse was popular that we didn't even know maple syrup was not going to help you lose weight, right? So we are susceptible to everything and we just didn't know what we didn't know. So I think that is actually the root cause of the problem itself. And so the solution for that is just teaching people like, this is how your body metabolizes food. This is what food, you know, and just learning how your body works. Like there's a TV show, right? Like How Things Work, you know, my clients and yours too. I know when you teach them, they're like, oh my God, now it makes sense why I wasn't losing weight doing X, Y, Z and all the other stuff.
Yep. Yeah, when we can actually understand the body and its processes, it's not as confusing as we think it is. But when we see our health and our body doing things that are against what we are trying to achieve, it gets really frustrating and really confusing. And my goodness, like I'm remembering, just as you're speaking, my weight struggles started when I was, I remember 14 in high school. And I remember being so self-conscious in the locker room with all the other girls. And I was not happy with myself. And so I even went and I talked with my PE teacher or coach at the time. And I asked him, you know, like, what do I need to do to lose weight? Because, you know, obviously that was, you know, my biggest problem at that time in my life, right? And what he told me.
It just gives me a chill when I hear that, because I had a similar, I want to hear your story for sure. I had a very similar moment when I was about the same age, a little younger, actually. I was in like middle school. And I went to my gymnastics coach with the same question. So I'm dying to hear what, I'm scared, but I'm dying to hear it.
Right? Both scared and dying to hear. And what he told me stuck with me for over a decade. Like that's how impactful that moment was for me. Obviously, he was someone that I looked up to and respected. And so whatever he told me, I swallowed it all, right? Like I took it all, believed it all, and for over a decade kept trying to follow his advice, which put me on this very unsustainable weight loss, the yo-yo. And that was, you know what? Calories in, calories out. And so I would think that it was a motivation problem, that it was a self-control problem. And so I would eat less, exercise more, and I would try to sustain that for as long as I could. And then I'd feel so awful and I would give up and I would, you know, then gorge myself with food and all the weight would come back on. And then I would feel terrible about myself and I'd shame myself. I'd beat myself up. And so then I would do that until I was like, no, I am going to do this time. And this time I'm going to, you know, stick to it. I'm not going to let
more
myself.
More discipline, tighten it up, girl.
Yes. Yes. Over a decade, Kelly, over a decade, I did that. Even a lot through medical school, because even in medical school, like I don't feel like I was really taught these principles that I understand now. And now that I know these principles, I don't even think about my weight. And it's such a freedom because I'm focusing more on feeling good, doing what's, you know, supportive for my biology, and I feel great. And I don't even look at the numbers, but I've never looked better either. And like, this is the freedom that we can have when we truly understand the food metabolism like you're talking about.
Yeah. And my goodness, thank you for bringing hope in very quickly, because that your experience was also my experience. And when I was going through all that too, the calories in, calories out. I mean, we were all taught that. That was the dogma of the times. And it still pops up. I mean, I know I still have moments where I'm like, oh, especially during Corona, right? I was like, instead of working and standing, if you notice, I'm standing today I made a decision in September that I was going to biohack a couple things, and I'll get to that later. But,
I love it.
You know, even when I noticed, I'm like, God, I put on like 7 pounds, and I was like, oh, and I'm like, oh, it's because I'm not moving and I'm not working out. I got to get outside. I got to get out there and start running. And it was like, no, maybe you need to like stop drinking wine at night. You know what I mean? It was like, right. But still that old calories in, calories out.
Yeah.
I was taught the same thing by my gymnastics coach. So think about the stories that you have to make up about yourself. Because what you're doing doesn't work, and it doesn't work for anyone, and it just doesn't work for anyone because it's not true. But we didn't know what we didn't know, and that was the dogma of the day. And so when it's not working, the only place you can go to in your mind for what's wrong here is there's something wrong with me. I'm not disciplined enough. I mean, and my self-talk was uglier than that when I was young. Like it was like, you're lazy, you know, all
you're
these
a failure,
right? Yep. And so then fast forward to women now, you know, in our 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, I have clients who are in their 80s.
Wow.
who now, I have a 78-year-old client in Portland, Oregon, bless her right now. Like she's living in a, she's living in a beautiful apartment for, you know, for retirees, but like she's in the middle of Portland or near Portland, doesn't have anywhere to go, can't go outside because we have Corona and now the fires. And she's been losing weight. She's lost like 12 or 13 pounds of body fat. We know for sure it's fat. And she's 78. And right. She spent this much time in her life. And she's a nurse. She was a nurse in the Air Force in Vietnam. And she also was taught calories in, calorie out. So now at the age of 78, she's finally got a handle on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, we don't have, it's just, it's sad to me. I'm so happy for her at the same time. I think, God, can we just like grab every single woman out there so no one ever has to live like that?
Right.
Because of the suffering involved. It's just, you know, mentally and emotionally and physically, right? So we just end up fatter.
Right. Exactly. I was going to say like what your, her story being like in the Air Force and whatnot reminds me of just how much that stress plays a role in our body's ability to lose weight, because when we are, the stress response is to just kind of hold on to things, right? Because it's like we go into scarcity mode inside of our body. And so when we are stressed, which shaming ourselves is a stress on the body, we are not going to be able to be having the biology to lose weight, because it's going to be still very much in that survival mode. And survival means, hey, like we're going to hold on to every cell, every fat cell, because we may need the storage later on.
Yeah. Yeah. And if people could just, I mean, and you, I mean, I remember when I interviewed you and you talked about the stress, you know, we were talking about the fight or flight response, which everybody is familiar with, most people by now, right? Especially if they're watching this summit, because not everyone's going to opt into biohacking, but for those of you who have, like, you've heard of that. But I remember when you did a, you came into one of our trek and talks. So we bring our clients together on Saturday mornings and we move together. And at that time we were actually going outside and walking. And
yeah, that was.
And you brought in, all this whole piece of information for them that was missing for them, which was around trauma and the freeze response.
Freeze response, yes.
And our clients were like, I mean, after you were done teaching that little piece, it was like, it was a missing piece for them. And they were like, oh my God, I can stop being so hard on myself that during coronavirus, like I can't, I'm not motivated to write my book. I'm not like, I'm not feeling like I want to go out and like live my vision and my best life, you know, and all that, because there was a lot of that going on, like as if during the coronavirus and the fires, oh, and now there's like hurricanes, like that we should somehow just be able to like get online and just be like, nothing's going on or nothing going, it's like nothing going on behind the curtain.
Right.
Coronavirus is back there, right? Like, but we're animals, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We're animals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and with a very active survival system. And these are threats.
Yeah. That has, and thankfully our physiology has not adapted to the environment we have created for ourselves, right? Yeah, it's just this whole interesting conversation to be having right now. So I'm really glad to be having it with you. Somebody I trust.
Yes. And this is something that I see frequently in my clients where they have this, you know, stress with their life. And they also, you know, have the extra pounds. I always, you know, I'm going to send them to you for that piece though. I want to just work with their nervous system. But then when they go on vacation, right? And they may even be doing less exercise, but just because their stress level has gone down, like the weight falls off. And so like, this is so, it really is a fundamental principle when we're working with the biology and understanding just how much of a role the nervous system, that stress, and then even if you do go into overwhelm and that freeze response, how much that's going to affect your body and its ability to do well for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. And, you know, I always found that to be true as well. You know, some people, they go on vacation and they're worried they're going to gain weight. Because, you know, we do tend to eat maybe more and indulge more, but just, and people will think they're like, oh, it must be because I was more active. It's like, It's usually not, because what we know is like exercise is not a great tool for fat loss or for weight loss, right? We learned that back in the calories in, calories out.
Right, that's the calories in, calories out model.
Yeah, if exercise was the greatest tool for weight loss, I remember when I would spend hours. You remember the elliptical trainer, you guys?
Yep.
Remember that hideous thing? Mm-hmm. You know, it was like, whoa, like this, like in the gym, like I would go to the gym twice a day to get my cardio in the morning and then my weightlifting in the afternoon. And people are like, you're so disciplined. It's like, no, it's because I'm obsessed with not getting fat.
Exactly. Yep. I'm that afraid.
That's actually working in the stress response, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't know. Why isn't this working? Oh, and then let's starve on top of it.
Right. Let's reduce our calories. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your model. So you have developed now a model for sustainable weight loss, right? So it's not, we're not just going for short term. We are going for sustainable weight loss. Tell us about your model. Tell us about why it works.
Okay. And I have to tell you that as a professional, like, you know what, you know that feeling that I experience now, which is like, when you hit the zone of like, this is what's working, this is what's still working, this is what's working long term for my clients, as a provider, practitioner, coach, and doctor, it's just like, oh my God, it's such a relief, right? You're like, this is it, and this is not hard, and we don't rely on products, we don't rely on fake foods, my clients don't even really buy supplements. Like, they might when they get into health optimization, which is like after they lose the fat, but my clients are losing like 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 50 pounds, 100 pounds and more of body fat, yeah, just with minor shifts in the way they're already eating to shift them into fat burning physiology or fat burning metabolism, which means, you know, and people are going, oh, I know what she's talking about. She's talking about that keto thing. No, 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 no. Okay. I always tell everyone right away, I'm like, I don't coach keto. Okay. For many, many reasons I won't get into.
Right.
But what I teach my clients, and it does take an individual strategy for each person. There's kind of a general approach, right? There's a general approach, but then there's a lot of individuals within that that need, you know, customization, because not everything works exactly the same way for everyone, because you're a chemistry lab with this whole history behind you of everything you've done before and how your body works. But I use a properly formulated ketogenic approach. So that just, ketogenic just means, oh, I'm using fat for fuel now instead of sugar and glycogen. And let's make sure that fat I'm using for energy is actually my body fat first, until I don't need to get rid of any more of this. And then continue on and use dietary fat and some body fat for fuel primarily. You're always using a little bit of carbohydrate, glycogen. It's not like you're never using a little bit of everything, but right, primarily we just shift into using that as a source. And fat is a clean source of, like, if you think about it as gas, it's high octane turbocharged gas. It has more calories in it than sugar, carbohydrates. So it's cleaner fuel. And then ketones have even more calories, so they're even cleaner fuel. And it's not, you know, I don't want to get too much into the science of it, because what people like you and I tend to do is overcomplicate the simple. So I don't want to make it sound harder than it is. What I ask my clients to do is like put on blinders. Because as I mentioned when we first started, I shared with you what the actual root cause and the real problem is, and that is that you are bombarded with misinformation, false information, and overcomplicated podcast interviews. Like, I watch some podcasts, and as much as I look up to a lot of the people that I follow and watch, I'm like, you'd have to be going for a PhD to understand this. So it's like, I like to bring it down to the simple, daily, doable, and just like put on the blinders and ignore the noise. And let's just make it really simple, really easy, really doable from a physiological perspective, right? Because that's the easy part. We can do that in 8 days. like literally 8 days I can dial that in. And then what I do with my clients is I bring in people like you, Dr. Amy, because it's not the physiology and the food and all that that derails people. Right. All of the other stuff that comes in when they're like, they're 10 pounds down and then all of a sudden they have a relationship issue and they use food to soothe. Or, you know, they're 50 pounds down and all of a sudden their state's on fire, you know, and they have to wear a mask and, you know, all of that stuff comes in. So then I pull in other experts like yourself to solve the problems that you're the best at solving. So I'm very clear. I don't solve all problems, but I do solve the weight gain, the fat gain and the fat loss problem. And I do it really, really well. And I know how to find people like you to solve the other problems that actually stop people from sticking with what they need to stick with for a year, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, so it'd be like me going, okay, so if you just do this for a year, wait, did I ever show you our paddles?
No.
Isn't that awesome?
That is awesome.
So we had to do a retreat online. Normally we do them live, right? We go, we hike mountains and we do all these like really cool things because it's fun for us. But we did it online and this is our paddle. We have a snap and a yes girl on the other side. But I picked this up because I'm like, if I just told you like this, Amy, this is all you have to do for a year and you'll lose 100 pounds. Right? This is actually what's kind of true though. But after a while you'd be doing this and then you're 20 pounds down and you're like, I don't want to do that anymore. I want to do this now.
Right.
Right. So this is like what we call, this is our elusive unicorn. And he actually, you put a little rainbow ball in there and you can like squeeze it and pop out a unicorn. But what happens is people have something that works that we give them and then they get bored. And then because we live in the internet, which is not filtered for you. Remember, by the way, the diet industry is still bombarding you with BS, right? But now you're waving this paddle and you're like, this is working, but I'm bored. I'm bored of the Yas Girl paddle. And along comes the elusive unicorn of the Master Cleanse. And then people think, you know, it's like, you know, the squirrel going up a tree and your dog like can't not follow it, right? That's what happens. So then we bring in people who can help you just stay in the arena of what's working for you. So, and that's my business partner who you've met, Renee Ramsdell. She's an endurance athlete and an endurance mindset trainer. And she's really good at hacking people's strategies for like getting out of things. So that's like what I rely on her for.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering whether this boredom relates to the dopamine, because there's a lot of people that have a dopamine deficiency. Many people with any kind of like chronic stress or trauma, like their dopamine is just depleted. And we do get dopamine, especially from food and especially from eating sugars. And so as we're transitioning out of that, I'm wondering whether they get to that point where it's just like they feel that dopamine deficiency and here comes the unicorn and it's something new, it's something novel. And so they go for that dopamine rather than understanding like, hey, I can get my dopamine from these other ways now. And that would actually help them stick better. I need to think more about that, Dr. Kelly. Thank you.
You just hacked it. You just hacked it for me too. Where's my, okay. That was an oh snap. That's an oh snap. Because, okay, so let me share this with you. Look, total transparency, all right? Okay, so I teach this. I coach this, right? I get bored of this. I have a trainer who trained me to do a 50K for my 50th birthday. Like, I have complete trust in Renee Ramsdell. Like, I've got my team. I've got you. I've got my people.
And you get bored.
I kid you not. Do you know what I did 2 weeks ago? I bought this freaking online V-Shred program because I was like, I don't know. I got sucked into the videos and the photos and like all these people with like ripped abs. And it was like, it was only $197. I was like sitting in my bed in the morning on a weekend and I reached over and my credit card should not be near my bed.
Should not be there.
I grabbed my credit card and I bought this thing. Uh-huh. And it's sitting on my laptop and I was a personal trainer too. Like, I don't need to learn this stuff. But you know what? I'm an athlete, right? I'm sure the dopamine deficiency, if I look back at my entire life, I've always gone for dopamine hits. I mean, that's why we do some of the stuff we do, right?
Absolutely. And this is why for many of us, the COVID changes with the COVID have been so difficult, because all of a sudden now we're used to being able to go out and get things from dopamine, like connect with other people, see our friends, get hugs, and exercise. And when that all of a sudden changed and we're not moving as much, we're not connecting as much, those sources of dopamine got taken away. And so, yeah, we've seen kind of more online activity, people buying things that they really don't need, but in that moment, they're feeling that dopamine deficiency. And so that's what's really driving those decisions. And short term, yeah, it makes them feel happy. It makes them feel good. They've got that dopamine. And then it's, you know, afterwards that they're like, ah, man.
What was that? Well, yeah, thank God it was only $197. I'm like,
right.
Okay, so this is great. So thank you for bringing that up, because that's actually been a little bit of an area for me where I'm like, of frustration. I'm like, I think my clients are misbehaving when they do that. So as a matter of fact, I'm actually going to bring that into one of our coaching calls so that they can now let themselves off the hook too. Because in those moments when they go down the podcast rabbit hole and they're like, I just bought Dr. So-and-so's thing. And I'm like, well, okay, but you don't need that. I just did the same thing this morning when I was I was getting myself ready. So as you can see, like, this is so cool, right? I can get up 15 minutes before I talk to you, dry shampoo the hair, throw on a jacket, right? For the last 2 years, a big part of my business that I love is I was traveling and speaking.
Yes.
And so that became a whole new thing for me, because I came out of my brick and mortar chiropractic, head down for, I don't know, 12 years adjusting spines, right? Person to person to person to person to person, and coaching them in fat loss in the evenings with mindful eating and food strategies and all that. And then I got into my online business, and I love that. And I love, like, the first time you do a webinar, the first time you do a Facebook Live, pop, dopamine, pop, 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 right? Mm-hmm. Then that got boring. So then I started traveling to speak, and I really, like, I honestly miss that high.
Yes.
Of the nerves of getting on stage in front of 500 people. I miss, like, the anxiousness of, like, I hope I make my flight. I can't wait to see my people when I get there. Like, there's a lot of, like, brain chemistry going on there.
Yes.
You just opened my eyes to something.
Good. Good. Wow. And yeah, because this is really powerful. Once you just notice this pattern in yourself or your clients, you know, then it's easy to build into a routine. Like, okay, I know that I need some dopamine. So how am I going to create something novel today in my life that won't have any negative consequences to myself?
Yes.
But something novel, something new, something interesting that will give me that dopamine, because we all need the dopamine, and it's just a matter of how are we getting it. Yeah.
Well, that's great, right? So do you mind if I share with you a couple things that I've done recently?
I love it. Yes. And okay. And I'm going to say, like, your Facebook post about the bear in the tree, like, that's a dopamine moment.
Oh, totally. I was like, I would have climbed up the tree with the bear just to get more dopamine, honestly, right? Like, my daughter and I were, like, anything, even just talking about it. Like, I know I'm getting a dopamine hit right now, right? Just talking about travel and talking about all these things. Mm-hmm. If you notice, so a little hack for you guys, like, we are limited in what we're able to do. And here in California, Amy, you and I are very limited, right? Corona, plus the smoke and all that stuff. And you and I are both endurance. We like to go out and work out hard outside. Yeah. Can't imagine why. And we can't. So it's like between like April and July, I mean, my mood's just tanked. I know I went into the freeze. You helped me to understand that. And the lack of dopamine, it was like, God, it felt like nothing was exciting. I was like, oh God, like, everything was felt taken away, right? And I know I'm not alone in that. So I was just recently, before we did our online retreat, I'm like, what can I do to, like, just spice up my own business life, you know, because we're coaching what we're coaching, we're doing what we always have done, and we will continue to do. the last thing I wanted to do is like do some kind of crazy like U-turn pivot in my business. And I do actually see a lot of people doing that. And I wonder, are they doing it because of the boredom of actually that our life situation? Is it really the business they're in or the relationship? How many people are leaving relationships or having affairs? I don't know, because of just the boredom of life, right? So here's what I'm doing. So as you can see, I'm standing. Last time you and I talked and I interviewed you, I was sitting at my desk.
This is true. Yep.
I do not sit at my desk anymore. Every coaching call, every interview, every group call, I stand. And this is for me, not for my client, but it does help, right? Like they see the same background and after a while they get bored, but I have this screen behind me. So I'm standing up. That boosts what? My metabolism.
Yes.
So I figured there are 4 live group calls every week that I lead. That's 4 hours every week, 3 weeks out of the month. That's 12 hours a month that I was sitting. So now by just standing, that's raising my basal metabolic rate. And what does that do? That prevents me from gaining weight. So I'm not going to, it's not to get me fitter or leaner or lose a lot of weight, but it's to help me prevent that normal weight gain that I experienced. The 7 pounds up is now gone. Mm-hmm. The other thing I have, can I show you my cool?
Please.
I think everybody should be, you guys should all be standing. So because I'm standing here anyway, and when I'm coaching my clients, they don't care what I'm doing, right? They don't mind if I move around. So I have this band. Mm-hmm. And all I do is when I'm standing here coaching, I just do like a couple of bicep curls. Like, why not, right? It keeps me a little bit more energized. And then I just do the other side. And guess what I've noticed? After me doing this for the last 3 weeks, when I get on a coaching call with my clients, they're all standing.
I love it. Like you're creating an environment for yourself that promotes movement.
Yeah, exactly. And like, I can stand here and I can just like, I've got this like exercise band. I love these. These are the Gaiam brand. I wasn't going to share all this, but Gaiam, I don't make money from this, by the way, but I like these ones. And I can just stand here and I can hold the band. You don't even need to see it. Like right now I'm doing like a tricep extension, right? I'm just, you know, the back of the arm that we're all going, oh my God, what happened to my arms, right? So I'm just standing here and I'm moving and it's just like a couple. Mm-hmm. I'm not like sweating and I'm not out of breath, but you know, that is like a very simple biohack, which I mean, you could do what I just showed you. And I think I spent maybe $30.
Yeah.
Or you can go get a Peloton for thousands of dollars.
I can say I've invested in a little more expensive biohack and I have my setup right here with a separate monitor so that I can have it up on a standing desk.
I want to see it. Turn your camera.
I have my whole body vibration plate on the floor that I stand on so that when I'm doing my work and whether I'm typing or reading, responding to emails, I'm just always on the vibration plate, and sometimes I'll even do squats on it or I'll stop for a minute and do some push-ups on it just to give myself that dopamine.
That's but, awesome. And yeah, like, you know, the oscillating, and if you get a good one, I mean, you might want to share with your community because there are really bad ones.
Yes.
And there are really good ones. And as a chiropractor, like vibration is actually the thing that protects your bone density.
Yep. Exactly.
You know, you don't have to go out and run and pound the pavement, but that vibration for women, especially, oh girl. See, so you like took what I do and you like 10X'd it. I love it. I think it's great. And everyone can do
well.
The simple things, right?
Exactly. Yep. Yep. It's very simple things and just starting to incorporate this and making this your life rather than just something that you're doing to lose weight right now. Just make this your life. Make this how you live your life, because you'll also notice that you're more engaged, right? Like when you're standing, you're going to be more engaged with the person that you're talking to because you're more alive. You're feeling more energized, and that's going to come across.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And let me give you a statement that I came up with the other day, because I was really thinking about like, why does it feel so good to be down here doing a live or an interview with you and using my bands. And sometimes I'll do interviews, you know, late into the evening. And I'm like, why does that feel so much better to me and make me so much happier than like sitting upstairs, watching the news, drinking a glass of wine every night, which is what I was doing during Corona. Like 6 o'clock came and I was like, I'm done. Pour a glass of wine before dinner, sit on the couch and turn on the news to find out, oh my God, what else happened today, right? That's like the worst setup, right? And you know, for so many reasons, there's so many things about that that are not going to set anybody up for great mental health, poor mental health, poor sleep, weight gain, fat gain, slower metabolism, more stress, right? I was doing all the wrong stuff. And the statement I came up with is, I was like, you know what this is about? This is the woman I want to be.
Exactly.
That woman on the couch, drinking a glass of wine, watching the news. As much as I love my mom had passed away when she was 67 from lung cancer. That was my mom.
Yeah.
And that's not the woman I want to be. I love my mom, but this is the woman that I choose to be and I want to be. And so I would say to your audience, like, start with that, you know? And I think about like, who are the people that I know in my community that I admire? And there used to be, there's a family and actually you actually resemble her very much. She's the mother of one of my daughter's friends when they were really little. And her name was Amy. And Amy would ride her bike and she did like century rides, like 100-mile rides.
Are you sure this isn't me?
She looks exactly like you, very much like you. She's very petite. And she would drop her kids off at school, they'd all be on their bikes.
Yep.
And we live just like a mile from the school and I would drive my daughter down in our SUV. And I remember I was always like, I want to be like Amy. And she would run out and do like 5Ks and 10Ks and half marathons. And I remember doing a 5K. Our daughters were both in Girls on the Run Sierras. Girls on the Run. Yeah. And so we had this big 5K event with all the moms and all the daughters. And that was my moment of reckoning that I had lost my fitness because I thought I can do a 5K with my daughter. And there's Amy with her daughter, my daughter's best friend, and we all start running together. And I kid you not, I was 44. Mm-hmm. I ran for a little bit and then I had to walk. So my daughter walked with me most of the 5K and Amy, who looks like you, and her daughter ran the entire thing, no problem. And that was a circumstance where humiliation can work to your benefit.
Yep.
I was overweight. I was out of shape. I was wearing like the cotton yoga pants that are like baggy and flared with a big white tennis shoe and the long like white man's t-shirt down to my knees. And I was like, I don't know who this person is.
Right. This is not who I want to be.
This is not who I want to be. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. It's good to have those moments. And so, you know, we've all been there. Yep. But you don't have to stay there.
Right. Which brings me to a question that I've been wanting to ask you. And for the last few minutes, maybe you can speak on this. What was that transition like for you from going from a brick and mortar business to deciding this is no longer who I want to be? This is who I want to be. This is the type of work that I want to be doing. This is the type of career that I want to build for myself. What prompted you to make that decision and that move?
Yeah, it's crazy, right? Because very rarely do people like actually walk away from a successful chiropractic practice. So something, you know, that I never thought I would do, you know, it took years to build it. We were doing very, very well in San Diego. I had a lot of chiropractic patients and a lot of weight loss clients. I was also in my office every day from 7 a.m. until 9:30 at night. And I had a daughter who was a surfer. And I was missing her surf practices. I was missing her surf contests. I was missing a lot of her life. And my husband was doing a lot of that. And I mean, I realized she was getting ready to go into high school. And I was like, oh my God, 4 more years. And then I've missed a lot of this. So there was that piece. And then the second piece was, I remember teaching mindful eating and weight loss courses. So I added mindful eating in just to kind of help people with you know, a lot of the emotions and calming their nervous system, honestly. And it was like, I was cramming people into my office and like, I was maxed out at 10 women. I could only fit 10 women. So then we took the group down to the beach and we grew, but I'm like, winter's coming. Like, you can't do this on the beach. And I was like, I just got to figure out how to reach more people. And lo and behold, someone showed up in front of me that showed me how to do that. And now I have a master practitioner program, and I help practitioners. They don't have to be licensed practitioners like you and I. They can be health coaches, but they need to be in the health space, the health and wellness space. I help them transition out of either a brick and mortar business that they've already established, or some of them, many of my clients are like, they have one foot in IT and they're working these IT businesses, but they're also health coaches and they're also certified in the psychology of eating, and they have all of these skill sets or energy work. They have all these skill sets and they really want to help people online, but they're stuck in their IT business because that's what's paying the bills.
Right.
So what I do is I help them fast track to online and do it faster than I did. So it took me, I helped them do in 1 year what took me 3 years to do.
Yep.
And that's because I know what are the important pieces that you need and what are the things that you don't need. It's kind of like the diet industry. Like, when you don't know what you don't know you need, you buy stuff you don't need.
Yeah, you're lost.
Mm-hmm. And then all you are left to do is watch other people and go, oh, I should do what she's doing. Meanwhile, right. Back at the ranch, you don't know that what she's doing actually isn't producing right. anything for her, right? So, and that's been something I've been doing now for 3 years, and I love that part of my business because what does it do? It multiplies people like me and brings more people like you and I online for other people to access them, because we're taking mm-hmm. over the health. We're taking over the health space. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not me, not many people, but right. people like us, right?
Right. And I think that's why I love you so much and love your work, because like, we both have that personality of, hey, like, we've been through stuff and it took us longer to get through that than what we want other people to have to do. So, you know, for me, it's a lot of the trauma work. I don't want people to have to make all the mistakes that I did. I want to be able to help accelerate their path through that, because it doesn't need to be as confusing as it's been made out to be. And for you, it's this, you know, it's the trauma. It's that journey of coming out of, you know, leaving a brick and mortar clinic, which can be very scary for people. And so the fact that you've done it, and now that you're helping others accelerate that process from the lessons that you've learned, I love that about you.
Thank you. Yeah, I love it too. And you're right. There, there can be trauma, and it's a very traumatic for people to spend a lot of money.
Yes.
Have no result, and then again, it's like the dieting thing, right? It's like, and right. then the story you make up about yourself is like, well, it's working for other people. I must suck at this, and it's yep. like, no, you didn't. You don't suck at this. What you just did is actually a really challenging strategy. And you don't have an audience, you know, or there are pieces you don't have. So actually right. that would never have worked anyway, but you don't right. have anyone telling you that.
Exactly.
So I see a lot of us are lone wolves, right? Like it took me years to hire coaches because yeah. of my trauma from gymnastics, right?
I'm like, right. Started young.
I don't want that.
right.
But gosh, yeah, now is not the time to be going it alone. Like, you know, seek right. out the people who are ahead of you, who yes. are doing it well, and learn from their mm-hmm. experience, their mistakes, like you know, learn from the stuff that you don't need mm-hmm. to spend $10,000 on a website and a rebrand when you don't even know what you coach yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
right.
You need to spend 5 years in talk therapy when we can just work directly with your nervous system and the trauma that's stored in your body.
Oh my God. Okay. So I shouldn't even say this, but I will. I remember going into talk therapy several times. And I remember the first time was when I was probably 20 for I self-diagnosed an eating disorder. Mm-hmm. Because I got into like a binge purge diet overeat like you did. because I was teaching aerobics and over-exercising and starving myself, basically not eating enough.
Are you sure we're not twin sisters?
I think we could be. And well, this is, what does that tell us? It tells us that our story is like so many of your audience members, right?
Yeah.
And I remember every time I would go in for talk therapy, I'd go in feeling kind of okay. And I'd kind of feel like, well, I don't even know if I need to do this today. I would walk out of there like so anxious and so nervous. And so, my nervous system was fired up from having these conversations about the stuff that was actually creating the trauma.
Exactly. Bringing it up without no resolution to it, right?
Oh yeah, there was a resolution. It was, I'll see you Friday. That'll be $100. Right? Yep. I'm like, wow, I must be really screwed up.
And I love like that this has kind of become your passion now, and why it is so meaningful for you then to be working with women for sustainable weight loss. And then you changed your career and practice, and now that's become something very meaningful to you of helping people go through exactly what you've had to go through and learn those lessons.
Yeah, I'm very blessed and I'm very lucky. And I've also always had the right people at the right time come into my life. And I think one of the things I recognize is God, universe, whatever, gives me the people that I need at the right time if I'm conscious and open and aware and being discerning about it, which means not sitting upstairs drinking wine, watching the news at night, because that clouds my day the next day, right?
Mm-hmm. It really does. And being able to surrender into that relaxation and trust that God, you know, the universe has got you, right? And it's going to provide for you what you need when you need it, and trusting that process. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, girl.
I love it. You need to send me one of those paddles.
I will. I'll send you a paddle. I'll send you a Yes Girl paddle and this beautiful planner.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yes. Good. Well, Dr. Kelly Rutley, thank you so much for joining me today. As always, it's really fun talking with you, and I am inspired by how you live your life and how you show up for others, and thank you for that.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Amy. I really appreciate you too, and I'm looking forward to our next venture you and I are already talking about.
Likewise, I know. And thank you for joining us today for the summit. I'm your host, Dr. Amy, and make sure and purchase the discount for the summit while it is still available. Once that is gone, it is gone forever. And I would just love to see you inside and be able to connect with you more. Together, let's find that next level of health and aliveness.